Welcome back to That Gaming Podcast, everybody. This is Ben.
And this is Alex.
And this is the show where we talk about the Nintendo and PlayStation games we're playing right now.
That's right. So join us as we embark into the world of gaming.
Let's do it.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hello, listeners, and welcome back. Hello, Ben.
Hello there.
Welcome back. Welcome back, Ben. Thank you for being a frequent listener. We appreciate your efforts here.
Oh, no problem. I love listening to the show.
It's been a good week. I'm sure everybody, well, not everybody, most people who are into the universe watched Obi-Wan last Friday.
Yes, it's according to Mr. Ewan McGregor, it is Disney Plus's number one premiered show streamed ever. Like, it has the most people streaming it on the premiere
episode.
I can
totally see that.
So
I can totally
see
that.
I'm sure there's plenty of our listeners who have watched it.
Yep, that makes more sense. It's a good show. We won't do any spoilers or anything.
No,
the first
of course
two
not.
Pretty good.
And, did you watch episode 3?
It came out already, episode 3?
Yeah, Wednesdays, dude.
I thought it was Fridays.
No, it came out. It premiered on Friday, but it comes out every Wednesday. They did the little trickaroony. Hannah knew that better than I did, and she's the Harry Potter fan of the family. So what does that tell you?
Interesting. I'm glad you said that. It actually makes more sense. Okay, cool.
I'm not going to spoil anything, but you know how the second one ended?
Yeah.
Dude, watch the third one. I'm just telling you right now. Alex has a favorite character. I'm just going to say, your favorite character is in that episode.
Ooh,
you're going to love it. It's great. Oh, it is great.
I'm going to take a lightsaber now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Now, I don't even want to say that. I didn't even want to say that because people who listen to the show might know that you have this particular character's lightsaber. I have the.
I will not say
I have
the name
another
of the character.
Particular character's lightsaber. It may be the same one. We're not going to say, just to keep it vague, but. Anyway,
we'll leave it at that for
it's
Obi-Wan.
So freaking good. Episode's so freaking good.
Definitely watch it. Definitely.
Yeah. And in the first two, there's a character that takes a particular other character on a journey to get away from and protect from another character. And that was a surprise. I really liked that second character was on the show.
We're going to call him Cat for now. Second character, third character, fourth character, until the show is finished.
We're going to get a copy of the call sheet, and we're just going to go, like, character number one talks to character number two. Did you like that part? People were like, what the heck are you talking about?
What the hell are you talking about?
Exactly.
Right. But, we'll,
dude, we're halfway through, and I it's making me sad because we only got three left, and... Oh, it's going by so fast.
It's going to go by fast.
But
it's going
by
fast.
I'm going
to
rewatch
watch again.
Yeah, I'm going to rewatch it. I think tomorrow I'm going to watch all three again. Just cuz, or at least have them on the background or something. But yeah, so
we digress. We digress. We'll leave Obi-Wan for right now. All right, Kylo can talk quickly. What does he want to say?
I've been waiting for this day for a long time.
See? He's been waiting for Obi-Wan to come out, too. I totally agree.
Okay,
Kylo,
I agree with that.
I totally agree.
I agree with that. Thank you, Kylo, for being right.
That was
once.
Great. That was
for
perfect.
Once. That was perfect. But if you are a new listener, welcome. Well, if you're a new listener, thank you for tuning in. We appreciate the new ears, I call it. Of
perfect.
Like
I like
dropping
it.
On us. Yeah. And if you are a regular user, thank you. Welcome back once again. Different intro as you can see. We dive right into Obi-Wan, and we're going to hover over to the gaming world now. But before that, as always, and you can skip this part if you're a regular listener, I'm going to give my little spiel. As always, send us a question on askthatgamingpodcast@gmail.com. Ben's like the curator at email, so he gets to view emails that come in and picks and chooses if we get to talk about it. So if you want to be heard, you got a comment, even if it's about Obi-Wan, lay it out on us.
Yeah, and me and Alex are friends. I talk to him during the week, so it's not like he won't get the message. If you have a question specific for Alex or for me, just let me know in the email and I'll get it to him. But
there you go. There you go. Exactly. That works. Obviously, leave a rating, leave a comment on any of your podcast platforms, Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, you name it. It helps us, helps you, helps us a lot because of the algorithm, as you guys already have heard so many times about, and puts us up there, more exposure. So when people search for a podcast with gaming or a particular wording, they'll see us up there and we'll listen in. And that gives us more content to talk about. So help us help you. Please.
Please.
Please. And then the other thing is we have a Facebook account, of course. That Gaming Podcast is on there. We do publish our podcast there as of right now. Actually, no. No longer the thing. We're recording June 2nd, but tomorrow Facebook is eliminating the automatic connection between our hosting for the podcast. So you won't see new episodes. However, Ben or I are going to be sharing a link every week there. So if you're on Facebook and you're like, hey, I'm a Facebook user, I don't do much podcasting, where did I even go at this point? Just look at our wall. Ben and I will have like a link there that says, hey, here's all this episode. And you can click on it. It'll take you right to it and go from there. So there's that. And we'll be putting some more stuff on there here. I know Ben shared a recent link about the new Pokemon. I think it was.
Yeah, yesterday, Scarlet and Violet, the new games that are coming out this fall.
There you go.
They released a new full-length trailer. So I just put that up there real quick.
Yeah, if you guys are like, hey, let me do a quick tweet. There you go. You don't have to go run for it. And I posted a video a few days before that. It's about a little quick thing about Evil Dead. So it's going to be like our little activity board there. We're going to be posting videos, links, our recent podcast and whatnot. So if you want to keep in touch with us, that's the best place to do it. Or email in, of course, askgamepodcast@gmail.com. With that being said, we will dive in. Today's entree is the...
So just moments ago, the PlayStation State of Play dropped.
State of Play.
And we're just going to, I guess, right off the bat, we could just highlight some of the things that we liked the most. And then kind of if we have time, we can run through the rest. But I don't see this as having to hit every single topic like we've talked about before in the past. I think we just did one of these a few months ago.
Right.
You can find that on the PlayStation blog. Just Google search PlayStation blog. You'll find it. The post should be right at the top, and it'll list everything that was mentioned. But, we were talking a little bit off mic. Lots of horror in this.
Yes.
Lots of horror. Lots of Capcom. Yes. Capcom made a big... appearance in here.
They came out firing this time.
They had a lot of announcements for them. And some PlayStation Studio titles as well. But nothing major in the way of... For PlayStation Final Studios, Fantasy? Nothing major in the way of PlayStation Studio marquee titles announced. There was no God of... It wasn't God of War for 30 minutes, which I didn't think it was going to be. I thought... And I was saying this to you, Alex. Horizon Forbidden West, they had a PlayStation blog post like a month before they were going to do the State of Play all on Horizon. So I think they were going to do the same thing when they start talking about God of War. They're going to tell us, hey, we're going to talk about God of War. They're not going to just sneak it in there. That would be dumb. It's their moneymaker. They want people to be aware of what the game is about. So this was just kind of like a... house cleaning, just let's get some of these things out here so people have things to look forward to. And so that's how I took it, you know.
You have to go in like with a low expectation, I feel like, just because, you know, with anything, you either get surprised and disappointed. I thought it was good overall. I liked how they teased some VR2 games that are coming out, which look gorgeous on there. And I'm sure, like you said, maybe weeks to come, months to come, they'll probably have a State of Play just for VR or something like that.
I would hope so. I mean, it does feel right now, though, just to be a little critical, it does feel right now like PlayStation is not they're kind of resting a little bit on their laurels. They're kind of like, yeah, we had a killer system last generation. This is the, you know, you see a lot of reports that this is the in terms of sales, the PS5 makes the most money. Yeah, it's $500 a pop versus a Switch. Switch is selling more units, but the PS5 on the whole is selling the most, making the most revenue. So to me, and it's the hottest electronic right now that you can hardly get. You have trouble getting. So I feel like there's just kind of this sense in the public, and they're just kind of, well, we know you want this system really bad, so we don't have to work really hard to get you to show up. You know, we don't need to do all these presentations and tell you why we have the best thing, because people want our systems, you know? And so I get that. I get that feeling and I understand it. But on the other hand, it's like, you can't look at this presentation today and go, there's nothing here. Like, no, that. No. That's like, what are you talking about? There's plenty of stuff here to play.
Right. There's plenty to look out for. And like we talked off mic, you mentioned a good point. You know, the Summerfest game is coming out soon.
Yeah.
And that's probably where the big hitters are going to
come out. Summer Game Fest. Yeah, that announcement fest. And because E3 is not happening this year, I think that that's going to fill in the void even more so than it did last year. And, right. Yeah, I feel like that's where you're going to announce some big, big things. Because last year, that's where big, big things were announced. Elden Ring was announced at that last year, and look how that game is done. So I think it's smart of them to wait and save some of their big announcements for Game Fest. I would be surprised, but it'd be awesome if they showed some Wolverine footage then. You know, that would be really cool to follow up from last year. But we're kind of going off the rails there a little bit. Sorry. But let's stick to this.
Let's stick to, how about we'll do this. I'm going to ask you what you thought was interested, and then I'll tag along with you. We'll go from there.
For me, the biggest thing, and I don't want to steal your thunder. I feel like you might be saying the same, but we'll talk about
it. It's okay.
For me, the biggest thing was Stray. The showing some more gameplay. I got a little more insight of, okay, it's a platformer. It's a stealth game as well. You're not trying to get into a whole lot of combat. And then the environment is kind of Toy Story-esque, where you're small and you're in the human world, but you're small and things that are normal size are bigger. And that was kind of neat. Not the extreme way. Obviously, you're a cat. You're not that small. But I thought that was really cool. And the fact that you're playing third person as a cat, like, what other game is there? That's just so different and cool and unique.
That's what sold me as well. First of all, I think they announced this game like during like the actual PS5 release. Like that was a game that was teased. And then for a while I was like, okay, when is it coming out? When's it coming out? So I was glad to see it again. And I knew before they announced it that we're gonna have a date finally, which is July 19th, which is right around the corner. And then you brought up a good point, because it's also gonna be free if you're a PlayStation Plus extra or higher membership. So
yeah, that's
free game right there.
That's the awesome. Big money on top right there. That's the big cherry on top of the whole announcement, is that it's going to be in PlayStation Plus Extra. That's awesome. And in a month, so we get to dabble in PlayStation Plus Extra for a little while, and then a month from now, boom, a new guaranteed, we know it's going to be their game that we can play without any additional cost, which I think is
that's superb. Pretty good for an industry, for not industry, for a game that I've developed I've never heard of, and looks like one of the first major games. It's like just off the bat, like, okay, here's, you can get it for free on the PlayStation.
Yeah.
If you play member, I'm like, I like that. Okay.
Yeah. So that was the announcement of the show for me. I say announcement because just the fact that we got a date and we got all that, you know, we get the fact that we get to play for free. Like, that's a, you know, no additional cost, not free. No additional cost.
That's pretty pretty good. The other ones, and I guess we'll go back and forth here. I thought another one that was interesting is the VR2 for Horizon Call of Mountain.
Yeah.
I like that for many reasons. One, okay, VR looks great. VR2 looks great with the graphics we've seen. Two, it has nothing to do with Aloy's story.
Yeah.
There's no annoying Aloy. I liked it. It's a separate story. We get to play with somebody else as somebody else and do something else.
Yeah.
I like it.
I like Aloy, but I agree with you. I don't need another story for her. We've gotten two already. Right. Let's give us something new in that universe. And I think that this is a clever way to do that, is to give you... you know,
open the universe a little bit up to you.
Yeah, just give us a new thing. And the guy that came on screen, the only person that we saw their face in the whole video.
Two people, actually.
Oh,
there's one for Final Fantasy at the end.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. That's right.
Yep.
Well, anyway, he was from the narrative team. He's the narrative director of Horizon.
Guerrilla Games.
That's kind of a cool thing. I didn't know that they had that title. And I guess that means they're going to keep this story inside the same story that Aloy is part of. That's cool. I think it's a prequel, right? It's a before her story.
It's
because they don't really understand the machines super well yet. But
yep, it seems like it's a prequel.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, and of course, if you guys couldn't get enough of Horizon Forbidden West, they did announce a few new features, which this is out today, like right now. Mm-hmm. Yep. Which
the down like
a new game plus. Mode, there's new trophies, which is going to drive me crazy now because I'm like, I just platinumed the thing. Now I got to go back and get 100% again. Because even though I get the platinum, it's going to tell me you have like 85% of the trophies or something. I want to get 100.
Oh, no.
So there's that. There is Transmog now, which I've been waiting for when I was playing the game back then. Because some outfits don't look good, but you like the stats because they help you in the game. So
I agree.
That's gonna be nice for a little bit. And there was the one other thing which I missed because it was going so fast. But they're filling both voids.
Reset your skill tree, which is a huge thing for me. That was something I criticized the game at having. If you go back and listen to our episode there, that I was talking about that, and that was huge for me. And then ultra hard mode is included.
Oh my god, there is that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's ultra
hard mode. And there's new weapons and some new
that's right
items, I guess, or whatever.
Didn't we critique weapons? We're like there's too many weapons, now we got more weapons to play around.
Yeah, I was a little like overwhelmed with the number, but hey, it's giving you a lot more than just hey, here's new game plus, that's it. So that's pretty cool.
Good,
and it's all good a free update content, which is
on top of that. I was gonna say it's all very good end game content, and if you're really into that world, you got more stuff to do. Get back in there, get those trophies.
I'm curious if I can go back in and take advantage of the transmog and the reset skills, or if that's only in New Game Plus. I'm curious how that works.
It's going to be probably with the game. If they're going to follow the formula, like because Assassin's Creed did the same thing. They would like later come out with it, but you can still do transmog in your actual gameplay. You don't have to play ultra hard.
Because I haven't actually finished the game yet, so I could go back later on. And
you have a purpose to go back into it.
Reset my skill tree and spec out my favorite costume just right and everything. So that's cool. I like that.
Get good transmog so you can fight Regala finally and all that stuff. But yeah,
stupid we'll leave Regala.
Just a quick note on like we said a lot of horror. Nothing bad about horror, but I was just surprised that they opened up with. So Resident Evil 4 is probably one of the biggest things people are excited about, and I was surprised to see it. But then after thinking, I'm like, okay, if you think about it, they remade the first three already for next gen, so it's like they wanted to complete the whole cycle. Game looks great and everything. I played the game a long time ago. It is a fun game. They never finished it, by the way. But I was surprised they went Resident Evil 4. Then they went Resident Evil Village VR, which looks great also. Then they went to VR again, Walking Dead, Saints and Sinners. I was like, okay, another horror. Then they kind of got into like other games, and then they brought this new game I've never heard of called the Callisto Protocol. Coming out December of this year, which I thought was Dead Space at first.
I did too. That's what I wrote down. Dead Space vibes. It felt like Dead Space. And then I saw a new name and I was like, huh, okay.
Yeah, I was like, okay, I'm completely wrong. Nothing bad, but it's interesting how they focus a lot on horror, especially during the summer. I thought that would be like a state of play for like October or something. I don't know. That's just me, baby.
Yeah. I think one thing you have to look at is the sales. Resident Evil 7 and Resident Evil 8 were, for the longest time, their number one seller week after week. I think they just, Sony or PlayStation is very conscious of what's selling on our system. Put that top front and center. Let people know if you like those games, there's more for you to do. And you can play it on the new VR too. Like, that's pretty cool as well. So
that's pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Capcom did good.
Capcom did good. Capcom's kind of found their niche with PlayStation, and I like that they're solidifying that relationship where, you know, you've got Microsoft kind of, a lot of people are migrating over there. Well, you still kind of have the exclusives on PlayStation, and I like that.
Like Capcom's like day one with PlayStation, in fact, with the first Resident Evil, so they have this strong relationship, I think, it seems like, and here we are It's,
I think you're right.
And not to mention Street Fighter 6.
Correct, yeah.
Capcom as well. Like they came flying. Mm-hmm. Yeah, next year. And if you're a Street Fighter fan, the game looks great, by the way. It's the first Street Fighter, I think, that doesn't look very, what you call it, anime slash cartoony. It looks very more next gen, from what I could tell.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a big Street Fighter person. I don't play much fighting games anymore. But it looks pretty good. If you're a Street Fighter fan, I'm sure you're stoked.
Yeah, it looked gorgeous, and I think it's going to be great. And you know, there's that whole tournament scene that's out there for it. So I'm sure those fans are ready for a new game. So
one quick thing I almost forgot to mention. So far, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, Ben, I think the only PS5 only, I mean, it wasn't both PS4, PS5. The only PS5 game coming out was the Resident Evil 4 remake. Because when in the title screen it says Resident Evil 4 and says PS5 in the bottom. It didn't say PS5, PS4 like the other ones. I noticed. Like the other ones, like where's like Roller Dome or Eternal Knights. I'm trying to think of the other one here.
No, Tunic. You're right. Even Stray is a PS4 game as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you're right.
And that's one thing that caught me off guard. I was like, oh, interesting. So they have one with the Resident Evil is making a PS5 exclusive only, and then the rest of the games are going to be on both generations.
Yeah,
basically.
Yeah.
So that's
a good observation. I did not kind of note that down.
Now, they might come back and change it or something, but when I saw that, I was like, oh, okay.
Speaking of Resident Evil 4, with that, I was kind of confused a little bit. I did not play the other three remakes. Are these remakes or are they reimagining of the game? Or are they remasters where they're one for one exactly the same, just updated?
With 1 and 2, when they remade 1 and 2 for next gen, same story. Same story, just higher quality, way higher quality graphics. It's kind of like the Knights of the Old Republic is coming out. Same narrative, but rebuild graphics in the world.
Right, but same story, sure. But then it's the gameplay exactly the same. Like, for example, I played Final Fantasy VII Remake. That's the same story, but how you interact with the game is totally different. It's different gameplay. It's not turn-based combat. It's you don't run into somebody and then it goes to another screen. It was like all in the same action sequence. There was a whole new areas that you couldn't explore before. It was like a hub world and stuff.
There's that too,
so
right.
That's what I kind of got this feeling that it's a remake.
It's in the same
place, same character, same story, but it's going to be totally different.
Feel more and look different. Stuff. And
he's not going to be so rigid and you have to like do a 180 turn, and all that stuff. Yeah.
That's a good point.
So
I mean,
I think it's a remake, but if you're a fan of the series out there more than we are, write in. Let us know. Like,
I was just going to say.
We don't want to sound like idiots here.
Email us, let us know, because I've never played. The last time I played Resident Evil game was the first Resident Evil way back on the PS1. I never even finished it because I got too terrified of it.
Yeah, we're
wimps.
And
I played the Resident big time. And I played the Resident Evil Village demo at one point when it was demo, I think a few last year, the year before. But yeah, if you're a big Resident Evil fan and you're like, oh, I know the answers, or no, it's actually a remake plus whatever, like Ben said, send us an email. Let us know. Ask the Game Podcast.
I'm really curious about the games, and I know that they look amazing. They sound amazing, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
They're really polished, really well made. And I'm so glad that they're there, but I'm just terrified. I don't see myself putting on a VR headset to get scared by some zombies.
Oh, come on.
You should
do that with
nightmares upon nightmares, my friend.
You should do that with Resident Evil Village VR to get that giant lady.
That gives me like cold sweats just thinking about it. No. And like, I like the idea of VR too, but I'm kind of like, I don't know. I want to be proven. It's just like the VR all over again. I want to put it on and I want to be proven, like, no, this is legit. This is worth it.
Same. Legit, run smooth, and more immersive. The first one was great. It got you immersive. But like you said, the titles at the end wasn't all that.
And I get motion sick from it too. So I can't play for too long. Like, there's a game on original VR, Eagle Flight from Ubisoft. I love playing that game. It's so much fun to fly around as an eagle. But I just get so sick after 20 minutes and I have to turn it off. So I didn't play a whole lot of
right.
it. But what I did play, I loved. So, you know, that's just where I'm at with it. It's like, I don't know if I want to invest all this money into something that's just going to make me nauseous and sick. I have to turn it off, you know.
I was going to say, you sure you can't dive into No Man's Sky on VR2 that they announced?
Now, this is what I'm getting at is I want to experience it to see if it's real. Like, if it's right. really smooth and you have none of those issues, then sign me up. Yes, that's great. You know, maybe because you're not going to have this checkerboard of, you know, screen door effect like you kind of get on the original VR.
Yeah.
If that's going away and it's going to be 4K and super fluid, you might not get very nauseous, you know. But
right.
I don't know. Buy some Dramamine on Amazon, 128 count or something, and then just go at it, you know.
Go at it before you go from there. I was going to say, you know what you should do, Ben, to test it out, if they do it, if you do get the VR2, if you're convinced, essentially, we should dive into a Star Trek game that we used to play
in two men. That was so fun, man. There's still DLC we didn't play. There's Next Generation we had to get. I'm not a huge Star Trek person, Star Wars fan. I like Star Trek. I've watched it on Netflix, but that game was fun. It was really fun to be like, all right, the missiles are coming. All right, I got to do the maintenance or whatever. You got to maintain the engines. And then you were like captain of the ship.
You got to be captain, turret person, shield. I don't know. You know what? I think we still have those videos somewhere. If we do find them, we will publish them on our Facebook page just so you guys can have a laugh at it. We were like just recording for fun.
Ooh, that's
so
a good idea.
Interested, I will post them on there if I have them somewhere.
Yeah.
Because I think I do. But anyways, yeah, that was a fun game.
real quick before we go, we're about running out of time here, but Tunic was another game that popped up there, and it looked really gorgeous. It was like Fez and Zelda and another game that I play on Switch, indie game called Transistor. It kind of looked like those three all wrapped into one. But you play as this little fox, and you go around in dungeons, and you fight other creatures and stuff. It looked really fun. I just thought it looked really fun. If it comes out in a sweet spot like Trek to Yomi did, maybe I'll pick it up and I can play a little bit of it. But
yeah, September 27th it comes out.
Oh, I did not write that down. Thank you.
Yep, September 27th. And it's coming on both systems, PS4, PS5. One thing we should mention, even though you're not in that series, but we should because it's going to be a big outliner, Final Fantasy 16. Has been announced at the very end there. It's coming next year, summer 2023. As I've said many times on the show, I've never played any of them. Sorry. And I'm going to get hate for that. I've never got to play any of them. Nothing against it. I just never had really the time or the notion. I got distracted with other games playing. But the game looks great. Like that cinematic trailer I was looking at, the bell and everything, reminds me a lot of like Kingdom Hearts a little bit.
Yeah.
And a buddy of mine said it reminded him of Final Fantasy 13, the combat somewhat the same to that.
Okay.
Ben, you played one of them, didn't you? At some
seven.
Point,
I thought. Yeah, I was just talking about that. I played seven on the original PlayStation. So I'm one of those people that, and that's the most popular, I believe. I love that game. That is just a great game back in the day. But I'm not really a person that plays every Final Fantasy. As you. I'm not against it, just not my franchise. So.
Same.
But I'm sure there's people out there that are the same as us where, you know, Uncharted's not their thing or Batman wasn't their thing and they like these other games. So that's the nice part about PlayStation is they have a little bit of everything for everybody.
There's so much diversity into it.
And a lot of good quality in every little place.
Yes. So. Yeah. Like even, like I said, like I didn't play Final Fantasy, but that looked pretty good.
Yeah.
I looked at that. I'm like, this looks pretty interesting. Now
it was a good game to put at the end of the show. It definitely deserved to be at the end of the show. It looks great.
I whole humbly agree. And I think that's all there is for me.
Me too.
I mean, again, nothing was like me and Ben talked about this last time. I feel like a lot of the state of plays, this was a pretty good one here. Even for the ones where it's like, okay, you know, it's not what I expected. We have to understand a lot of new game developers trying to make their name out there. And this is their debut. So we got to take that with a grain of salt. So a good one was, I think last year, there was like the indie Japanese one, they said, they remember? And we both watched and we're like, it was okay. I was a little critical on it. And after like thinking back, I was like, well, you know, it can't always be Uncharted or God of War or those big titles, right? There has to be new flavor mm-hmm. in this dish that we're talking about, right?
Yeah, so exactly.
So it was a good thing. I liked it overall, and I can't wait to see what else is coming out.
All right, that sounds good. We will see everybody next week. Bye, everybody.